290. He was 300 years old, and he had 30 sons and 30 daughters that died. Boaz, 30 sons and 30 daughters that died. And he had a Ruach HaKodesh, and he was able to lead Rus for that one time. And from that comes the whole binyan of Mashiach. Meaning, the binyan of Mashiach comes from a place where there is no possibility of, there is no hope. Everything in your whole life is lost. Boaz's whole life is lost. The Akiva's whole past was destroyed. It's like the Nekud of Mashiach is when a person is able to turn his head around to Mizrach Tamar. Like the Sfarim say, to Mizrach Tamar is very funny. One end of the world, like the other end of the world. But to turn your head from one direction to the other, the whole Inyan of Rabbi Akiva is the Nekud of Mashiach and the Koach to be able to turn away from the past no matter what has happened and to go forward in the future. That's the Inyan of Boaz and Rus and the Nekud of Mashiach. From such a place of not giving up and not getting stuck in the past. That's the Iker of Akiva. There's Tevis of Akiva is Yesh Kone Olomo B'Shah Achaz. That's Akiva. Yesh Kone Olomo B'Shah Achaz. Akiva is spelled with a hey with an aleph and machlekes, but Yesh Kone Olomo B'Shah Achaz means that whatever happened until now doesn't mean anything. Yesh Kone Olomo B'Shah Achaz. In one moment, everything can change. So there was one night, Boaz and Rus, because according to Chazal, he died the next day. Boaz died the next day. And from that, the whole Stalshlos of Mashiach comes because he said, Alpha Pichin, if this is the Rosh Hashem, if this is the Rosh Hashem, because he had a Ruach HaKodesh, if this is the Rosh Hashem, he wasn't interested in getting married at that point in his life. But if this is the Rosh Hashem, and it wasn't Shaykh that there should be a child, but he felt in his Ruach HaKodesh, if this is the Rosh Hashem. And he went forward, if the Rosh Hashem. And when you go in that way, you move forward, the Rosh Hashem's Ruach. It's not in you what happened until now. It's just to go right. From that, turning forward, the whole Stalshlos, the whole binyan of Mashiach, it came closer to me. And from Kiddush Hashem, the Kiva is the Reish of the Asar HaRuga Malchus, which is the Tikkun of the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik. And the whole binyan of Rabbi Kiva, of course, of HaFlech HaKamach is a Klal Gal B'Tar. It's a very good way to end. And the Kabbalah Chazokah, the Bakala Pachas that we made friendships and we strengthened the Kesha between each other. And we should try to keep the Chibur. Like Yemi was saying, to try to strengthen Chibur, the Tzaddikim, to each other. To love each other, to love other Jews, and to love our families more and more and more and more. And not to look at the past, to only think of the future. And with that, we'll be part of Mashiach Tzaddikim as well.
Amen.
We'll try to say Tzilah on the house.
Thank you.